Just today, 20 crore people in India are going to be sleeping on a hungry stomach. Just today. And imagine the number of children that would be sleeping on a hungry stomach.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Arushi Batra, the co-founder of the Robin Hood Army, an organization that collects and distributes surplus food from restaurants to the less fortunate, and also is an executive director at SPM Autocomp India, one of India's premier auto part manufacturers. Hello Arushi, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. 200,000 plus volunteers in 400 plus cities providing food to over 100 million people. A mind-boggling figure. Can you tell us a little bit more about the organization and how it functions?
We wanted to make it effective, we wanted to make it efficient, and we wanted to make it accessible. And all these three points were easily met because we were using WhatsApp. Yes, 80% of RHA's communication, coordination, partnerships, everything is done via WhatsApp. It's fairly simple. We have a WhatsApp number which you can reach out to. And there you will find all the information you require to either share food or join the Robin Hood Army.
The Robin Hood Army has truly been able to create a large impact in its surroundings. But tell us, how did this all begin? Where did the idea come from?
Robin Hood Army started in August 2014. And how did it start? Let me tell you a story. So my fellow co-founder, Neil Ghosh, was in Portugal because he had to set up another company there. They did a volunteer stint in an organization called ReFood Program. And the idea was simple. ReFood, what they did was, they collected surplus food from local restaurants and they served it to those who needed the most within the locality. So it was a community helping community model. Now he realized that in a place like Portugal, where you probably can't understand that there's so many hungry people, if the community can take responsibility of serving their fellow citizens, why can't people in India who have the resources, the time, the initiative, and the idea do the same? In India, you see hunger on a regular basis. You step out, within 2 kilometers, you see someone asking for food or money. There are people who go hungry every single day, who don't have 3 square meals to their name. So he decided to come back to India and launch the Robin Hood Army. He and his friend Anand collected all of us, and that's how the Robin Hood Army started. On day one, night one of distribution, we had 150 packets of food. And we were like, yeah, we'll see. We'll go out and see if someone even wants it. It was around 9 to 10 p.m. We weren't sure if there were going to be anyone wanting to collect food at that time. To our utter disbelief, we had about 300, 350 people line up for food. We had 150 food packets. We were shocked. We didn't realize the need was so much. We had auto rickshaw wale bhaiyas coming to us and said, you know, this is the only meal I've had in a day. We had manual laborers coming and thanking us for this blessing. That's when we realized that the need is so much more and our work to be done is so much more. Robin Hood Army started from Delhi. As I mentioned, first night of distribution, we had 150 food packets and we had about 300 people line up. We started from Delhi and started growing from there. We started posting our images from the regular drives that we did. We started posting that on Facebook. Now, these were not the most aesthetically pleasing photos. These were photos taken in the night. They were dimly lit. And so we weren't sure how people are going to respond to it. But people did respond. We had loads of messages from people asking us how they could start a chapter in their city. This worked. So what we did was fairly simple. We started responding back to them on Facebook messages. We were like, you want to start a RHA chapter in your city? Here's what you need. And we gave them a checklist. Now, mind you, we were really young back then. We had a very simple checklist. And that's how we grew. And now, Robin Hood Army is in 401 cities across the world. We're in 10 countries. We are 200,000 of us. And we run on a zero funds model.
Apart from the personal struggles of balancing your Robin Hood Army work with SPM Autocomp, it must be so challenging running the Robin Hood Army organization itself. Can you share a few moments with us about this part of your journey?
So whenever we used to go to our restaurants, they were apprehensive. The questions were very legit. They were like, what happens to someone if they fall sick? Would the liability be on them? How can we make sure that you're serving it to those who actually need it? And these were some of the questions that came about. And we decided that it was on us to give them reassurances. And what we did was, we actually called them for our RHA drives. We said, you know, come on board, see what we do, and then you'll be able to really see the impact that you will be creating. We showed them pictures of our drives. We showed them photos from where we were giving and serving food to folks on wheelchairs, to folks outside the Ames Hospital who were fighting day in and day out for their lives. And that's when something changed. Yes, it took a bit of time for them to come understand. The second challenge that we faced was, obviously, it's labor intensive. We have to have robins on board. We have to have more people on board to be able to serve more people. But how do you do that? As I mentioned previously, we're a zero funds organization. We're not employing anyone at all. Then how can you get someone to retain and to just be driven on passion? But we did. We are 200,000 of us doing exactly that. We run on the simple, simple thing of passion.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. I think lots of our listeners may still be stumped about how the collection and delivery of the surplus food actually takes place. Can you simplify this process for us?
So Robinhood Army is a zero funds volunteer-based organization. And what we do is really simple. Robins collect the surplus food from restaurants and serve it to those who need it the most. The volunteers are called Robins, and we've now served 200 million meals. We're in 401 cities across the world and 10 countries. One important and interesting thing is RHA is a zero funds organization. And if I can say it so myself, that's our USP. We don't collect money. We don't give money. No one is an employee. Everyone does this in their free time. We have Robins who are retired personals. We have Robins who are housewives. We have Robins who are lawyers and engineers and IT professionals who all come together on a Sunday to do what they love to do, which is serve their fellow citizens.
You co-founded this organization in 2014 and have come such a long way since. As we conclude, are there any anecdotes or stories that you'd like to share with us?
One fine day when we were serving food, we were out and about in Delhi, roaming around the Delhi flyovers. We spotted a family. We decided to give out a food packet to the family. It was vada pav. At that time, we were getting vada pavs. It was a vada pav, you know, like a humble vada pav. We met the family, we met the kids, we met the auntie, we met the matriarch of the family. As soon as they saw that we were handing out something to them, they were a bit apprehensive. The trust issue sets in. But as long as we have something to serve them in terms of food, they were happy. They were happy to get a hot snack with their garam garam chai. The fun thing was, auntie actually asked us to sit down with them and asked us if she could make us tea. I looked around and there was barely anything that they had on their name. They probably had two utensils which they used for everything. They had something so less to their name, but willing to share everything that they had. She asked me if we wanted tea and we politely refused. But something that struck us was the fact that she was willing to share. That was the story of an auntie we met under Delhi flyover. There's also another she boss that I met. This was under IIT flyover in Delhi again. Her name was Victoria Auntie. It was my friend and I, and we were serving something to her. But what we found was there was Victoria Auntie with a lot of her stuff around her. So our natural question was, Victoria Auntie, why do you have everything around you? And she said that's because she was kicked out of her house by her kids. When her husband passed away, the kids said that you're too expensive. Your medicines are too expensive. We cannot look after you. And they shoved her away. So there was Victoria Auntie with all her stuff. And she spoke to us so articulately in English. So it turns out that she was actually a matron at a leading medical college. And she spoke very, very fondly of her time. something pained us. We were so surprised that someone so articulate, so nice, someone who's had a background of being a matron at leading medical school was now on the road, on the streets. And it was nothing because of her. Everything to do with her circumstances. We gave her food as usual and we told her we'll be back. We'll try to figure out a place for her to stay for the night. When we returned, after a couple of hours, we couldn't find her. Victoria Auntie was gone. We roamed around. We went from flyover to flyover. I remember the next day as well, we went around looking for her. We couldn't find her. So here's hoping that Victoria Auntie is somewhere just completely safe, somewhere she's looking at us and just proud of all the work that we're doing.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.